Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm busy.
It's just me, Vaughn.
I'm still busy.
Have you got my headphones?
No.
What's wrong with you?
I've been getting ready for this test for weeks. I've been doing all these online practice papers, and the best I've done is 65%.
That might be good enough. The other kids might not be as clever as the ones at our old school.
65%, though.
Well, if you miss out, you miss out.
Can't you help me, Maddie?
A minute ago, you didn't even want me to come in the room.
I know, but the test is tomorrow. It's the maths bit I can't get, and you're good at maths.
Well, I can't teach you how to be good at maths before tomorrow, can I? I've got stuff to do.
Morning, Kyle.
Oh, morning, Dad.
You all right, kid?
Think I'm coming down with a cold.
It's all these people coming in off the mainland, bringing their germs over.
Yeah, probably. Can I stay off?
Well, it's the test today.
And I'm not doing it. So there's not much point in me being there anyway.
Okay. Get this porridge down you and get back to bed.
Yeah. I should get some rest, shouldn't I?
Morning, Dad.
Morning, Lily.
Is Mum not around?
No, she had to get off early this morning.
It's the test today. I thought she might at least wish me luck. Where is she? She never leaves for work this early.
There's a protest at the construction site today.
Oh, and that's more important, is it?
Well, you know she doesn't approve of you doing this competition. We're not going to stop you.
Well, if she manages to stop the whole project, then she will stop me, won't she?
Lily, this isn't just about you.
You and Mum have made that very clear.
Good luck, love. I'm sure you'll smash it.
Yeah, cheers, Dad.
Right. Three parts to the test. You get a 10-minute break between each part and we'll all be done by lunchtime. Maddie?
Yes?
You can sit and read. Or if you want, you can do the test paper for fun.
I might do the paper, actually.
Really? I was joking. But, I mean, you can. Right. You have 50 minutes to complete the first part. Turn over your test papers now.
Okay, everyone. Today they're bringing in the foundation parts for the launch tower. It's too heavy for the helicopter, so it's coming in by ferry, and a truck is driving it up from here. Now, Mataform own the land up to the fence over there, but they don't own the fields the truck has to drive through. Those belong to us.
I think today's a nice day for a little picnic, don't you?
I agree, Jason, and just remember...
Mrs. McGinn.
Kyle, glad you could make it.
Sorry I'm late. I told my dad I was ill, but I had to wait until he left the house before I could get dressed.
It's okay, kid, you're here now.
And remember, everyone, don't let their security goons intimidate you. We've got every right to be here. Ready?
Mr. Wheeler.
Oh, please, call me Daniel. It's Robbie, isn't it?
Yes. I'm not sure this is going to work.
Not sure what's going to work?
Getting this truck off the ferry. The harbour just wasn't built for anything that heavy.
Don't worry, I built a computer model of the harbour to make sure we hired the right sort of trucks. Hi. Can this wait? I'm down at the harbour overseeing... Sorry, who's blocking the gates to the site?
I'm here on the Isle of Loon at the construction site for the Mataform Space Programme, which has grabbed a lot of headlines in recent weeks. A group of local people has gathered at the site to protest against the new project. Speaking to me now is Anne McGinn, who's organised this protest.
Yep, we need to get the message out, because Mataform want the world to think everyone on Loon is chuffed to bits with this project.
Why do you object to this project happening here?
This island is a haven for nature. It's just not appropriate for a shuttle launch site. And the only reason they're doing it here is because our chief officer has agreed a deal to let the company do whatever they want.
Isn't your daughter competing for a place in the shuttle?
Why do you know that?
All the contestants were announced on the project's social media channels this morning.
Well, it's her choice, and there are children who are deeply concerned about this project.
And we're about to meet one of them. Hello, Kyle.
Hi.
You have 5 minutes left.
Michael, sorry, but I think there's something you need to see.
Okay. No talking, just finish your tests. What is it?
All the news channels are running this clip. It's all over social media too.
I just think it's bad for the island. Bad for the people, the wildlife, the plants. And there just has to be somewhere else they could do it. You know, they want to do this space thing to push us all into the future. But what about my future?
I thought he was at home with a cold. Can you keep an eye on the kids doing the test?
Of course.
Cheers. He's going to wish he was ill when I get my hands on him.
Emma! Emma! You've heard about this protest?
Yes, I'm on my way there now.
Good. So am I... What do you intend to do about it?
What can I do about it, Daniel? It's public land.
So what? This is the end of the project? We just pack up and go home?
They can't stay there forever. I know it's frustrating, but let them make their point.
They're not there to make a point. They're there to grind this whole project to a halt. The truck can't get through the gates with them there. If they take it in shifts, they can block it as long as they like.
Can't you pull up the fence and make a new gate?
There are more of them coming in from the mainland to join the protest. Everyone's seen it on the news. Before long, they'll have enough people to make a human fence the length of the site.
So, what do you suggest?
What do you have in the way of police here?
We have one police officer, and she does that part-time on top of working as a poetry teacher.
I have a security team of 24 people. If you want this project to go ahead, empower them to deal with this. Now.
Fine.
Mrs. McGinn! Mrs. McGinn!
What is it, Kyle?
Look! There's people coming up from the construction site.
Oh, here we go. They're sending the security guards.
Stand firm, everyone!
Okay, we're opening this gate and we need you to move so the truck can come through.
You can't move us. We've got every right to be here.
Not anymore. Your chief officer has said we can move you on.
No, no, you can't.
Don't let them open the gates. Push back.
No, wait. Kyle's still in here.
Help!
Kyle, where are you? I can't see you.
Jason, I'm over here.
Give the kids space. Let him out.
I can't breathe. I can't.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.